Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Test. Today's daf delves into the halachos of the Mishnah that we are Mechalal Shabbos for a woman who's giving birth. Rishonim and Poskim assume the status of a woman going into labor or in labor is one of a chole sheyesh bo sakana, a person who's ill at a level that their life is in danger. And therefore, we have permission to be Mechalal to violate Shabbos for this woman through different actions that benefit and help her during that time. The Gemara on Amud Aleph lists three different starting points when this halacha kicks in. First is from when the woman sits on the mashber, the chair, the birthing chair, the travailing chair, which many poskim understand to mean the point at which the woman is experiencing contractions that are going to bring her to the labor. The second is from when the blood flows and goes down, and the third is when she cannot walk, when this woman cannot walk on her own and needs her friends to carry her under arm. Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Lamed, Siv Gimel, brings all three of these as defining moments to be Mechalal. Therefore, any one of these would be sufficient status for one to make a decision to break Shabbos to help this person in need. For calling the midwife from outside of the Trum, this can be done even earlier based on the Taz and Siv Katan Beis. We don't want to get into a scenario where the woman is further along and then by the time somebody would come around, it would already be too late. So there's a connected halacha to this discussion from Hilchos Nida. At what point is a woman considered Tmeya Nida? When the labor process begins. Mishnah and Olos, in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, says if a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, gave birth to a stillborn, the first house would become Tame Besafik, and the second house would become impure with certainty. The way to measure it, says the Mishnah, is if woman's friends have to help her walk. We must be concerned that the fetus was coming out in the first house. But if she could walk on her own, the first house does not become impure Tame. Charles Chuvos or Yitzchak Yerudea Simchav Tes Ches says that a woman who's dilating is still muteras until she can't walk anymore on her own. However, if the contractions stop, she reverts back to being muteras. Other poskim that say for Sidre Tara, Simon Kuf Tzadik Dalet Yud Beis, Os 25, quotes the Nachlas Shiva, that once a woman was on the birthing stool and she was muchzak betuma, she remains that way. But if it wasn't on the way to giving birth, she doesn't become tameh, she doesn't become impure. One last shita, point made by Rav Oshner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Shevet Alevi, Kuf Tzadik Dalet Yadalet, that some women dilate even in the sixth or seventh month, especially a woman who's had multiple pregnancies. This is not counted as a psicha, as an opening for Nida, without blood that's emanating. When it comes to post-labor and dervily, the next 3 days are categorized as a state of sakana. The Gemara is a series 3 and 7 and 30. But those first 3 days are considered as a state of sakana for the woman. And Yesodi Yeshurin Dalad Reish Mem Zayin, he has the following language. He says, we do whatever we need to do, like we would do in a week. They blew shum iku is rezus, no delays. You go quickly, if you bark, then cholev ain't shawl in love rofa. You don't ask her, do you need something, or doctor, filo meres, and it's even she says, I don't need something, lo tzaitin la mechal. We break Shabbos for any need that we consider a need for her. One more point is the psychological and emotional state of the woman in labor. The Mishnah Berurah has, for example, we may turn on the light for this woman. So what if she's blind? We may still turn on the light because the woman may be nervous because the doctors would then be standing in the dark and she'd be nervous. They wouldn't do a good job. One of the discussions in postgame today is the doula, and whether she may be mechalal to be at the labor on Shabbos. So some said only midrabanan can be performed by the doula. Others apply this allowance even more broadly. How important it is and critical it is to be knowledgeable and aware of these halachos, especially in this area of women giving birth.